Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, who invites you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." Again, that was Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 45. Father, we thank you once again for the wonders, the many wonders found within the powerful and wonderful story of the first Christmas, the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into the world. Father, we thank you for the wonderful story of the babe in Mary's womb and the babe in Elizabeth's womb as well. And thank you for the wonder of the work of your Holy Spirit, your grace at work, and just your kingdom being built in the midst of this story. Father, as we learn more about the wonderful work of pregnancy clinics today, I pray that you'd stir us, your church, to be the church you want us to be, a church that embraces women who find themselves expecting a baby, sometimes in a difficult or not the most of convenient circumstances, and help us to love them, to embrace them, and help us to come alongside and be supportive and helpful to the wonderful ministry of pregnancy clinics to help them to do the work, this important work that you've called them to. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. I want to remind you and continue to remind and encourage you during this season of the year to take time with your family to read through all the Christmas stories as found specifically in Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. They contain the quote-unquote traditional Christmas story, all of it. But sadly, many believers have never taken the time to read through all of them. You should take the time to do that with your family because, again, you will learn things about the Christmas story that you didn't know, but also it will bless you and minister to you in some wonderful ways. Many times in Christmas sermons and our readings, the whole Christmas story may or may not be covered, but again, if you read them for yourself, you'll be sure and do that. Again, Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2, it will bless you and your family if you'll take the time to do that. We hope that you will. Also, keep in mind the American Family Association Christmas buttons are a wonderful way to proclaim that Christ really is the reason for the season. He's what Christmas is all about, and we are bringing back one of the most popular button designs with the message on it. The message on this year's button says, "Jesus, he came for you." keep in mind, these buttons are found in packs of 10. And we'd like to encourage you to wear the buttons and share them with the message of Jesus. And you can give them to friends, family, neighbor, fellow church members, and others that you may know or interact with. Go to afastore.net for more information or to order your pack of 10 or more buttons. Again, afastore.net. Hope you'll take the time to do that. We're honored and blessed to have as our phone guest today, Carol Lee. She's the director, the executive director of the Starkville Pregnancy Clinic, the Starkville Pregnancy Clinic in Starkville, Mississippi. Carol, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Pastor Joseph.
Great to have you on today. Honored to have you. And I believe this is the first time we've had the privilege of interviewing you specifically since you've become director. So again, congratulations and praise the Lord on your being in that very important role. And Carol, as we start, if you'll take a moment to further introduce yourself and then tell our listeners what a pregnancy clinic is.
Okay. Well, yes, like I said, I have started here in this role in January of this year. Prior to that, I spent 2 years as a client services manager, which is basically doing consultation with the women and men that come in here to the clinic. And prior to that, I was in the corporate arena, and so the Lord called me out of that and into this work. I didn't know that's what I was going to do when I moved to Starkville, Mississippi, but God always knows the plans that he has. So it's very exciting work, but it's also heavy work at the same time, and so it's just a blessing to be part of that. Mm-hmm. And basically what we do is that we serve men and women who are facing unexpected pregnancies and try to love them in their situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. You know, of course, as the two passages, the passage that we read from the Gospel of Luke is a powerful example of two women obviously in the history of the church and history of the world who found themselves pregnant at not necessarily the most convenient of circumstances. Of course, Mary, a teenager who's engaged to her husband at this point, finds herself pregnant. And of course, that was all in the wonderful plan of God. And of course, then Elizabeth, who's basically probably either a grand or a great-grandmom, finds herself pregnant as well. Well, the reality is that's in life. People find themselves pregnant at not the most convenient of circumstances. So, you know, the ministry that you're involved in is such a critical one in our culture and our world today in view of the tragedy of abortion as well as the difficulties of life, too. So would you share with our listeners some about some of the specific work that a pregnancy clinic does to help women at a tough time in their life?
Sure. You know, one of the things, the primary things that we do here as a medical clinic is that we provide them free of charge pregnancy testing so that they can actually have their pregnancies confirmed. And then also we do ultrasounds. They're limited ultrasounds, but they're there to help them see where they are in their pregnancy, see the life that's developing within them, educate them on that, and also to provide them, you know, education, consultation on their options. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you and I know the world we live in, like you said, the tragedy of abortion. They don't always hear all the truth about what's happening. Mm-hmm. So we try to give them some of that when they're in here, as much as they will let us do that. But we want to serve them where they are and love on them in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is the sharing of the gospel an important part of the work that you do?
Absolutely. We try to, you know, a lot of times in our actions and our deeds, we do that. But also we are always looking for those opportunities to share the good news, because we know that by the Lord saving them, then there's also the saving of life. And so we try to do that in every opportunity that we get a chance to do it. And also, during our parenting classes, we also are always going deeper into Bible study with them during that time as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Carol, as we start, I want to ask if you'll pray for our listeners in this regard, that they'll have really ears to hear and a heart to hear what God would have them to do as it relates to, there are some listeners who really should be a part of either Start for Pregnancy Clinic in terms of being a part of their prayer ministry, or there are some that probably should go and volunteer, or some that should become financial contributors. But there are others who, they may not be connected to your pregnancy clinic, but God is calling them to get involved with the one in their local community. And we need to be listeners, listening to the Holy Spirit to hear. So would you pray that they'll have ears to hear what God would say to them today through the broadcast?
Yes. Father, we do thank you for all of those that are walking beside the pregnancy centers today. And we know that there are many more out there. And so we just pray now that you will just prick their ears so that they would hear this broadcast, Lord, that they would tune in at a time when they didn't even know they were going to do that, and that something that we say today, Lord, would encourage them to be praying for pregnancy centers around the world and also to get involved with their local centers, Lord, so that they can learn the important work that you have for them. And we thank you, Father, for all of those that pray, for those that donate, for those that come and volunteer each day, Lord, because we know that they are sacrificing something too. And we thank you that you've put them on that path. So we look forward with great anticipation at what you will do with the pregnancy center movement, Lord. And so just thank you again for that. And we pray this in Christ's name.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Carol. If someone is wanting to learn more about Start for Pregnancy Clinic or just to get in touch with you, can you share a website or a way for them to be in touch with you?
Yes, there are several ways. They can call us here directly at 662-324-7011, or they can stop by our local address, which is 402 University Drive, Starkville, Mississippi, or they can visit us on the web at stkbutterfly.com.
Okay.
That's the easiest web site to remember, and so it'll get them straight to our main website.
All right. Okay, then. So you happen to be a pregnancy clinic also in a college town. What school is in Starkville?
Mississippi State University is here. We also have East Mississippi Community College that's nearby as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we think of both of them and within our area of opportunities.
Okay. Okay. What are some of the unique challenges of being in a college town as a pregnancy clinic, would you say?
Well, I guess some of them might be just people finding us, because we weren't previously in a main, you know, in a main area where people might find us. And so now we've moved into the middle of downtown Starkville, and so we find that that's been helpful for people to find us easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that the girls would feel comfortable to come. And so that's probably our biggest challenge, just that people would, the girls that are in these situations would actually find the center.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's a challenge.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, Carol, something that I think of this that's so important for the church to be mindful of is that, you know, a college town should always have a pregnancy clinic. And of course, that's good when the church understands that, so that when you have college towns or communities where there are one or more schools, that the church will decide if there's not one, that, well, we're going to start one. But sadly, often, too often, sometimes the church doesn't have that vision that's needed, because, again, you have so many times young college women that find themselves pregnant at a tough time, and so you're being there so strategic. So we're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Carol Lee. She's the executive director of the Start for Pregnancy Center. We'll be right back.
They made you be born in a manger. Little holy child, and we didn't know who you were, didn't know you'd come to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we could not see, and we didn't know who you were. Well, they treat me mean too. Oh, but that's how things are down here.
The music of Babby Mason, Sweet Little Jesus Boy. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Kira Lee. She's the executive director of Starkville Pregnancy Clinic in Starkville, Mississippi. Kira, would you share with our listeners once again website information if someone wants to get in touch with Starkville Pregnancy Clinic?
Yes, it's stkbutterfly.com is the web address for our center here in Starkville.
Okay, all righty then. Now, do you all also have, as a part of your ministry, an ultrasound machine as well?
We do. That's one of our primary services that we offer, and so we were blessed with a brand new one last year at the end of the year, and so we're really excited about what the Lord's going to do with that throughout this year and in our new location.
Okay, all righty. Before our time ends, I want you to be sure and share with our listeners about why having an ultrasound as a part of the ministry is such an important tool. But you wanted to share a story or two of some of the just things that you've seen happen that really demonstrate why the ministry of a pregnancy clinic is so important. Would you share one of those stories?
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of times when the girls come in, of course, they find us off the website. That's the primary way, and they're usually searching, you know, to have an abortion pill or to have an abortion procedure, which we don't, you know, do that here, but we will encourage them to come in. And so there was this young lady that she was frightened, as you can imagine, because there were several things going on with her. First, she was in a church, and she said that, you know, she had Christian beliefs, but that she had never even thought about having an abortion until she found out that she had a positive home test. And so she started thinking about that. She had, you know, she was going into the medical field. She didn't see there was any way that she could continue to do that and to be pregnant at the same time. And then to top all of that off, you know, trying to tell her small group, her family, her friends that she had had this one-night stand, it, you know, while she was at a sorority meeting, and it was someone that she really didn't know that well, and then she found herself into this situation. And so her only option at this point that she could think of was to end her pregnancy. And so she found Starkville Pregnancy Care Center. She came in here, met with the nurses and the client advocate, and they talked to her through every aspect of pregnancy, and then we encouraged her to have an ultrasound done because the ultrasound will show them that, you know, the heart starts beating at 21 days. Most people don't know that. Even in, you know, the medical field, it seems like that. And also, we want to make sure that it's going to be a viable pregnancy. And so we encourage them to come in and do that and to have one. And she agreed to do that. We were able to share with her the spiritual truths around the impact abortion has, as well as the physical. And through all of that, she decided at the end, after speaking with her parents, who didn't react the way that she thought they would, they were not as upset. They were way more supportive than she ever thought. She decided to carry her baby, and she just delivered that baby in September, and we were celebrating with her. But that's why the work's so important, so that they can see and hear the truth.
That's right. That's right. Abortion. And, you know, Carol, it's so powerful to hear the reality of how that you have individuals who many times are believers, but they just feel like there's so much pressure on them, so much fear of what could happen and what people would say, the way they would be received, how they might be perceived, that they feel like that abortion is their only option. Would you take a moment specifically to pray for families to be able to love and embrace, and as well as ministries and churches to embrace, rather than condemn, but to embrace them, to help them, to encourage them to choose life rather than to take the lives of their children, precious children? Would you pray for the church and for families to really see the need to walk in the love of Christ in this regard?
Yes. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this young lady. We thank you for stirring in her heart to choose life for the little one that you gave her. We pray now, Lord, for the church at large, that you would help them to rise up and to surround these young women and men who find themselves in an unexpected pregnancy, for them to love them, to not judge them, Lord, but to embrace them where they are and help walk alongside them so that they may continue to choose life, and to be able to be supported through that process, Father. We thank you for the churches that do that boldly, and we just pray for our brothers and sisters in the church that don't today or just don't even know about it, Lord, that you would enlighten their hearts so that they may stand firm, Lord, and that they would love them the way you love the woman who came before you in adultery, Lord. You just showed her compassion and mercy in that situation. And so we pray that we would do that in these situations as well. And so we just thank you again for this life that was born, because you stirred the heart and helped this young woman to see the truth about life. And so we thank you in Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I too thank you and I praise you for the wonderful work of Pregnancy Clinic, Christian Pregnancy Clinics, and thank you for the work of the church in supporting and working with and getting behind these ministries. Father, help us as the church and the kingdom of in the kingdom of God to be wise enough to walk in love, to walk in wisdom and grace, to not condone sin or encourage it, but at the same time to know how to love and help people to walk in truth and to love them in the midst of that truth, the way you want us to, Lord. And Father, it takes your wisdom, your grace, and your Holy Spirit to help us to do that wisely, correctly, and in a way that honors you and accomplishes your will. Thank you for the wisdom and the grace to be able to do that as your church. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Carol, you did indicate this too. It seemed like in your the story you shared, often women think that you do abortions when they contact you. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And I guess you see God's grace at work wonderfully in that regard, where God is able to use you time and time again to help them to choose life rather than to choose death behind abortion then. So, well, why would you say many times they think that you do abortions?
Well, a lot of the times it's because they will find our resources on the web, and even though we're clear on our websites about that, they may have just read halfway through it. You know, you're in the midst of a crisis and you're just not thinking about it. But ultimately, we know it's because God brought them to that spot, mm-hmm. and that he wanted them to speak to us. And so he opened up those communications. And so even though they're calling us wanting the abortion pill or for, you know, to have an abortion procedure, a lot of the times it's just because they haven't completely read it, but most of the time I think it's just because God opened up that avenue so that they could come hear the truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. And so a significant number of your clients are abortion-minded when they get there then?
Yes, we have a large majority of them, and it's even higher among the college students.
Okay. Well, if you had to guess, what percentage of your clients would you say would be college students?
We have about 66% of our clients are college students.
Okay.
And about 98% of them come in here wanting to end their pregnancy or wanting information about how to do that.
So the vast majority clearly are having abortion in mind when they come.
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah, they want us to help them through that.
How critical is the ultrasound, seeing the ultrasound? How helpful is that to help them rethink their decision?
Well, I think it's the most critical piece of what we can do in here in any pregnancy center, because it helps them see, you know, nowadays, all the college kids, everything, they got their iPhones, their iPads, everything's visual, right? And so if there's something about seeing that on the screen that just impacts someone much more than when it's an abstract thought. Mm-hmm. And so when they start seeing that, most of the reactions are, I didn't know that. What? That, you know, and so at 6 weeks, you can just see so much on that little baby. And so they're just surprised by that most of the time. And so having that ultrasound is a critical piece of the ministry that we do here so that they can see what's really happening inside of them, because they can't feel it. But, you know, they may have some symptoms, but they really can't feel it or see it. And so we give them a chance to do that.
Right. Okay. Okay then. Okay. So you have another story to share with us?
Sure. Again, this is another one that where this young lady actually had finished her degree and actually was an athlete, and she was selected to go play at a professional level. Mm-hmm. And so then she found herself in a situation with her boyfriend who had, you know, still time to complete his degree. And he said, well, I'll do whatever you would like to do in this situation. And she, you know, she felt like she was a Christian, and she was very emotional when we talked to her about her spiritual beliefs and how she thinks that her decision to end a pregnancy would affect that. And of course, you know, she says that she had been praying about what to do. She really didn't know what to do. And so that's another one of those opportunities that we kind of help them walk through to see the long-term impact and how they're going to feel about something 20 years from now versus, you know, right now I've got to do this. And what happens after you finish playing your professional career and you start thinking about, you know, your life and your family. And it just, it makes an impact on them when they have to, you know, when they kind of just stop and think about that. Mm-hmm. Now, her biggest thing is she didn't want to give up that professional career, right? And she said it was just bad timing and that she didn't know how she was going to tell her sister or her parents about this. And so it was a very difficult situation. Again, she did choose to have her baby, and I think, you know, coming here to the center, having the center here in Starkville where the campus is close by is important, because she had a chance to come in here and take a moment to breathe through that situation. And so she said that she told us that she is so excited that she chose to have her baby versus pursuing her professional career. That it was way more rewarding to her than what she would have seen long term. So.
You know, that's a powerful story. Of course, all of the stories are very powerful with powerful messages within them, too. Just the reality is, of course, sadly, when people do choose abortion, the fact is that's a life that's gone, a life that was taken. And people sometimes say, well, I'll have another baby later. Well, maybe they will. But the reality is that child's life is gone. And so thank God for ministries like Start for Pregnancy Clinic that are there to help in a time of pressure, a time of difficulty like that. So do you have, as far as, like, for example, you mentioned the young man involved in the situation. So he basically said he would support her, whatever decision she made then.
Yes. We talked them through that process too, because, you know, sometimes, especially in this culture, a lot of the times the fathers of these babies don't feel like they're empowered to really make decisions to do that. And so one or two scenarios could be going on. One, he really doesn't want to make that decision, or two, he doesn't feel like he's empowered to be involved in that decision making. And so part of our ministry is to also, consult with him while he's in here, mm-hmm. help him understand that he's probably one of the most influential people in her life at mm-hmm. that moment.
I'm going to have to jump in here with a break, and okay. We'll pick up there on the other side.
Okay.
Our phone guest today is Carol Lee. She's the executive director of Start for Pregnancy Clinic in Starkville, Mississippi. We'll be right back. Forever Jones, the song Gloria. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest is Carol Lee. She's the executive director of the Starkville Pregnancy Clinic in Starkville, Mississippi. Carol, would you share with our listeners once again, if they want to get in touch with you, if they want to decide they would like to give financially or become part of your prayer team or volunteer, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call us at 662-324-7011, or visit us here locally at 402 University Drive, Starkville, Mississippi, or visit us on the web at stkbutterfly.com, and there's a donate page there. There's also a way that you can send an email to us, and then we will get back with them from any of the messages that we receive.
Okay, thank you then. Now, you were sharing about how you also counsel with the men that come in with the women to help them be empowered as well. Would you pick up where you left off there?
Yes. Like we were saying, is that, you know, when they feel empowered to stand beside the young lady or the woman that comes in here, that young lady or woman is more likely to choose to carry their children when they don't feel like they're going to be alone, even if everyone else may abandon them. If the father of that baby is around, then it is just critical to her decision-making process.
Okay.
So we try to encourage them. We consult with them. We try to encourage them to stand up and let her know that they're going to be there for her. And that she's not going to be walking alone. It makes me think of that story that you just had about Joseph. He stood up with Mary. He didn't leave. He stood beside her. And that gave, the same thing happens here.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, I would mention too, Carol, I think it's so important for men and families to recognize that when a person says, I'll support you no matter what you decide, that's not a God-honoring position in it. Because if you say, well, I'll support you if you choose abortion, it makes you, well, it may seem like a harsh way to put it, an accomplice to murder. And that's tragic. But it's important for us to know, as believers, we're to encourage them to do what this Word of God says in Deuteronomy chapter 20, chapter 30, verse 19, choose life. We're to encourage that as believers again. So that's just an important truth to know. So you were going to share another story that you of your work there at the clinic.
Yes. So we see this one is not focused on the campus as much as, you know, even in our communities, there's tragic situations that happen, and this one particularly takes place among believers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a husband and wife came in here, and they were faithful in church, but she wanted to have, they had already had some children, and so she was choosing to end her pregnancy. Again, the dad was saying whatever she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
She came through here. We later found out that she had had other abortions in her past, and 'cause she had come from a country where it was kind of encouraged to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one she also wanted to do because she had three and she just didn't see how she could have another one.
Mm-hmm.
We also found later on that there was infidelity in this process, and so that was part of the reason why she wanted to have one, which
mm-hmm.
also kind of explains the guy in the picture
mm-hmm.
and why he was encouraging that as well. Now, in this situation, sadly, she did choose to abort her baby,
mm-hmm.
But one of the other critical pieces of what we do here at Starkville Pregnancy Care Center
mm-hmm.
is that we have post-abortive consultation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about where we live in Mississippi or anywhere in the South or anywhere really, but here, mostly here, if you're attending church, you're in church, the studies show that most of the women who have had abortions that are sitting in the church do not feel like forgiveness applies to them. That's some studies that have come out. And so they have a hard time talking about it or seeking that forgiveness. And so they live in this bondage over these past mistakes and sins that they have. And so to us, it's also critical that we are here to support those women that are feeling like that so that they can get freedom in Christ. And so we offer post-abortive consultation and a post-abortive Bible study that kind of helps them through that healing process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Carol, would you take a moment specifically to pray for women that are listening that have been down the road of abortion, and just like you mentioned, they may feel like whether they're in the church or not, they may feel like that they don't qualify for the forgiveness of the Lord, and maybe are listening. As they listen to you, they recognize they may not live close to Starkville, but they're thinking, I need to find a pregnancy clinic where I can get counseling as well. Would you pray for them that they will seek out the help that they need to receive the forgiveness and healing on the inside that they need?
Yes. Father, We know that your forgiveness is free to all, and that you offer us the grace of Christ and his sacrifice on the cross made it possible for all of us to receive that forgiveness, regardless of our backgrounds and our past sins and mistakes, Lord. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for the opportunity to step out here and speak about this, Lord. And so if there are women or men that are listening this morning and hear this broadcast, Lord, would you just help them have the courage to step up and to seek the healing that you can provide to them through whatever pregnancy center is around them? And Lord, if they can't find one, just have them call Starville Pregnancy Care Center, and we will help them get that help that they need. And so we thank you, Lord, that your voice is going out and that you are offering forgiveness to all people, Lord, regardless of what has happened. And so we thank you for that good news, and we thank you for the grace of the cross of Christ. And so I pray all this in Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Carol. I think we've got time maybe for you to share at maybe one or two more stories.
Okay. All right. Another story that we have here is that we have a young lady that was a sophomore in college, and she came seeking us because she, you know, didn't want to have an abortion, but she just didn't see any way she could financially support a child, and she also knew that her family didn't have that financial support to help her with that. And so, again, she was attending church. She felt like she had a good relationship with the Lord, but she had found herself in this situation with a young man that was her boyfriend. And then there's this legacy in her family where her sister and her mother both have had abortions in their past, and so she knew about how that had impacted them, and so she didn't want to have one, but she just didn't see any option. And so when she came here, that was one of the other things that we help, is to connect them to resources, to help them understand that there are options and there are ways to get financial support and still continue with the pregnancy. And so we kind of walk through that with them, help them understand how to tell their parents, how to talk to others that may have had it that are encouraging them to do the same thing. And so this young lady, she actually wanted to discuss adoption as one of her options, so that she had that out there in case she found that she couldn't keep the child, and that her family also couldn't, that she could explore that avenue. And so we were fortunate to be able to get her. We feel blessed to know her. She did end up carrying the child, mm-hmm. and she also decided to keep the child. She realized that she could financially do that. But, you know, just considering adoption, that's some maturity on that part, especially when you're younger into college, to even be thinking that. So excited to know that she's also carrying her baby and they're happy, and she's glad that she did that. And she's still in school, so she's still finishing her college degree.
That's good. That's good. And so many students choose to keep their babies and are able to stay in school as well, then, correct?
That is correct. I mean, there's all kinds of options out there for them. And one of the good things about Mississippi State is that they have mothering rooms. They have, you know, Title IX gives them some protection so they can still go to class and finish out their degrees. I know one young lady, her best friend helps her. They just get their schedules together, and she goes to class, and her friend keeps the child, and then later on they just switch up. And so there are ways, and with this particular lady, young lady, her boyfriend's helping her. So they just do opposite class schedules, so someone's there keeping the baby while they continue to go to school.
Okay. Well, and Carol, I guess a critical component with every client that comes through your doors is them hearing just good Christian counseling to help them realize this is not the end of the world, their world is not caving in, that there are ways to get through this crisis.
Yes, that is exactly right. What we do, trying to share that with them so that they can see this is just, you know, there's impact, you know, at this point, there's impact. And so what can you think about 20 years from now that you're going to feel like, I'm proud that I did that. I'm glad I did that. I won't have these, you know, these emotional impacts from it.
Hmm,
and so that's speaking truth in love, that and that they would have the ears to hear that is important too. And so we know that that's God doing all of that work.
That's good. That's good. Our time is almost gone. How would you ask for listeners to pray for you and the ministry of Start for Pregnancy Clinic?
One is that we would just pray that more young women and men would find us, that our doors would just be flooded with those that need to hear the truth, and because that's what our primary goal is, and that they would have the courage to come in here. And then also just that we would continue to raise up the financial support that we need. We are in a new building. We're in a new location. We know that the Lord has provided this with to us. And so it's always critical, since we are 100% supported by community donations, that we also have those donors so we can continue this important work.
Okay. All right. Share with our listeners once again, if they want to get in touch with you, if they want to become a financial supporter, or somehow connect or volunteer at Start for Pregnancy Clinic, how they can be in touch with you.
Yes. Our phone number is 662-324-7011. And our physical address is 402 University Drive here in Starkville, Mississippi. Or they can visit us on the web at stkbutterfly.com.
All right. Father, we thank you for Carol and the staff at Start for Pregnancy Clinic. Thank you for the great work you're doing through them. Anoint them with a fresh anointing and send along their path lots of people that will come alongside and help support them in the work they do as they faithfully carry out their work. In Jesus' name, amen. Carol, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and we hope that lots more folks will be in touch and want to support the work you're doing. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. As always, we appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.